You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. VIP is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We invite you to our service times weekly, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m., and this Friday, we are inviting you to join us Friday night, December 31st at 10 p.m. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. God bless you and welcome. So glad you're joining us every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., right here on WWBC 100.7, 94.7, 99.9. This is the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We're just releasing what the Lord puts on our hearts. And today we're going to take a look at a couple of passages in Joshua. And we're just going to talk about preparing our hearts. We're about to cross over and enter into a new year. We've got to choose a side. And so let me pray really quick and then we'll just jump into the word and flow with the Holy Spirit of God. Father, thank you so much for a new day. Thank you for the platform to be able to share the kingdom sound of the Lord. And thank you for those that are listening. Thank you for those that are tuning in by divine appointment that stumbled across the station. Father, I pray that you would encourage our hearts. Number one, remind us of your love for us. Give us the strength that we need to continue in the things of God. Help us to choose a side. Help us to choose you. Father, we just submit all of ourselves to you. We need you so desperately. And we just ask that you be with us. Let your kingdom sound go forth. Let your perfect will be accomplished today with this broadcast. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want to look at the word of God. In Joshua, a couple of passages. I'm going to read Joshua 3 and I'm going to read Joshua 24. Let me just flip really quick and read the scripture and then we're just going to have a discussion. Joshua 24, I'm going to read first. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity, serve him in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood." Put aside the gods that your father served in Egypt and serve ye the Lord. So fear the Lord, serve him wholeheartedly, put away forever any idols that your ancestors worship. Put away all of these things and serve the Lord. Okay, verse 15. But if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. If you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Do you prefer to serve the gods of your ancestors? Or will you serve the Lord? But Joshua makes a decree and he says, But for me and my house, Joshua 24, verse 15, the end. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So we're talking about the need to choose a side as we prepare to close out the year 2021, as God prepares to transition those of us that are going into 2022. We're standing on the ending of the 1 year, one foot on the end of 2021, one foot on the beginning of 2022. And all that God wants to do in 2022, all that God has in store for us. And God is reminding us our need to choose a side, our need to pick a team, our need to come out of mixtures and come out of, I'll take God, but I'll take this too. I'll bring this along with me. God is calling us onto the mat, and he's saying, you've got to pick. You got to choose. So let me flip really quick. I'm staying in Joshua, but let me flip really quick to Joshua 3. And let me read a little bit of that. It says, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. And they lodged there before they passed over. So we're kind of in this place. We're about to pass over from 1 year to another year. So it's kind of like we're on the precipice of that taking place. So it's time for some reflection. It's time for some contemplation about how 2021 was, about how we were, about our commitment to the Lord. So as we take these moments to contemplate, to reflect, to think. And that's what Joshua was saying to the children of Israel. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, and they said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, the priest, and the Levites bearing it, that you shall remove from your place and go after it, and the space of it between you shall be 2 cubits. I'm going to skip down. I want to read Joshua 5. And Joshua said unto the people, verse 5, I'm still in chapter 3. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself. That's the key. Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. So he gave them some instructions as they were in this place of transition. Not exactly the same as the place we are, but we are in a place of transition. And there is a need for us to, choose a side, pick a team. God doesn't want any more of this one foot in and one foot out. And so he's giving us time and space that we also, like we see Joshua, the children of Israel, will sanctify ourselves. The responsibility is upon you and I, me as well, to sanctify ourselves before the Lord. To sanctify, to set ourselves apart. To sanctify, to be declared holy, to consecrate, to be free from sin. So God is requiring that of us. I'm going to read another scripture really quick in 1 Peter 2 and 9 on the topic of sanctify. Then I'll go back to Joshua. But you are a chosen generation. You and I are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We're a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him, God Almighty, that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're called to sanctify. In the time past, we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. In the time past, we had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained his mercy. So how should we live? Verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts. These things war against the soul. Okay, so keep away from worldly desires. These things war against our souls. These things want to compete with our commitment to God, our commitment to holiness. Let our conversation, verse 12, be honest among the Gentiles. So we want to walk in honesty, holiness, purity, uprightness. Okay, so I'm going to stop there. I want to go back to Joshua, because I'm really talking about this topic of choosing a side, picking a team. Who will you serve? And so God does not want mixtures. We can't take, if we've been walking in mixtures, if we've been walking in lukewarmness, if we've been walking with one foot, thinking that we're walking with one foot in the kingdom of God, one foot in the kingdom of Satan, God is requiring holiness moving forward. He always has. So where he's been gracious to us, where he's been merciful to us, God is saying, you are going to have to pick a side for what he wants to do for the people of God, for what he wants to do for the believers, for the Christ followers. It's going to require another level, another standard of commitment, of holiness, of walking in truth, of walking in light. It's going to require that we come out of mixture, that we come out of idolatry. So no mixtures, no idolatry, no half-heartedness. God is requiring wholeheartedness out of us. So it's requiring us to examine where we are, you know, examine where we are, examine our, and allow God to examine our hearts, allow God to examine our minds, allow God to be, to reveal to us, because no one knows us like he does. No one knows our heart like he does. No one knows our thoughts like he does. So I'm going to go back to, the scripture in Joshua 24. I want to make sure I read all of that. It's Joshua 24, and I wanted to read verses 14 through 18, and I think I stopped short. So let me reread it. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord." This is today we're just talking about choices. There's so many things in the course of a day, in the course of a week, and in the course of a year. There's so many choices that we have made. Every day it's a choice of, what do I want for breakfast? What do I want to wear? You know, there's choices. What do I want to eat for lunch? What time am I going to start my day? So many choices in a 24-hour period. So think about a 24-hour period times 365 days in a year. So many choices we've made. What were those choices? So therefore, Joshua 24, 14 through 18. Therefore, fear the Lord and serve him. We choose to revere and fear the Lord. We choose to serve him. That's a part of the choices. God has given us free will. He hasn't made any robots. He's given us the choice. He wants us to choose him. Now, of course, he is the clear winning choice. There is no choice greater or better. But he leaves it up to you and I. He will not put us in an arm wrestle to make us serve him. He wants us to serve him freely of our own will and desire. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. We cannot fool the Father. We cannot fool the Lord if our commitment to him is insincere. If our commitment to him is false, if we are walking in hypocrisy and we're looking like one thing on the outside and it's a whole nother thing on the inside, because the scripture tells us God looks at the heart. So he's not looking at the external. He looks at the heart. God says in the word of God, Joshua says, put away the gods which your fathers serve. What gods or what idols do we serve? A lot of times, if we're honest, we serve ourselves. We make ourselves the number one idol. But God says, put away the idols, whether it's ourselves seated on the throne that belongs to Jesus, whether it's our job, whether it's our ministry, whether it's our children, our loved ones, our spouses, other relationships. God says, put away your other gods, because God has declared, I will not share my glory with another. God is not a God that can be two-timed. God wants whole heart. God wants full commitment. God is not a part-time lover. So God is not, many times in the scripture, we see the children of Israel, they were committed adultery in the sense that they were trying to love God and love another. And so God says, I'm not going to share my glory. God says, I'm not going to be in a two-timing relationship, but he's going to be first or not at all. So your father served other gods, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil to you, if you refuse to serve the Lord, choose today whom you will serve. Of course, God, as we said, is the one right choice, the best choice, but not everyone has a willing heart to serve him. So choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods that your fathers served that were on the other side, where the Amorites dwell, whether it's other gods from the Egyptian gods or whatever gods in the USA today, whatever gods, the god of TV, the god of social media, the god of self. But as for me, Joshua declares, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. So their response was good. Their talk was good. Their lips said the right thing. For the Lord is our God. He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. So they chose him, and the Lord drove out before us all the people. The Lord got rid of the Amorites that dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. For if you forsake the Lord, and if you run and serve and go after strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. And they said, we are a witness to what you have said. And Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Okay, so I read all the way to 22. But so the same choice that we see in the Word of God, we need to know, choose right. It's right to choose the Lord. It's right to choose Jesus. It's right to repent from our sins. It's right to turn in our heart. The heart must turn. It's right for our hearts to turn in repentance. It's right for us to live a changed life. Joshua warned the people, be careful that you choose right. And choosing the Lord, you need to realize he is God alone. He is the one true and living God. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He is a just God. He is a jealous God. He is not going to share you with the enemy. He's not going to share you with the world. You've got to make up your mind. So even in saying that, I pray, Father, that you free up our wills to choose you. Give us a mind to choose you. Give us a mind to want you. Give us a mind to come out of how we've been living. Give us a mind to come out of deception. Give us a mind to come out of lying. Give us a mind to come into truth. Give us a mind and a desire to have our best life, and that is a life in Christ. So God is asking us today, whose side are you on? He's called us as believers in Christ, followers, to live a set apart, sanctified life, to live a holy life, to live a consecrated life, a life consecrated to him, a life given back to him, a life free from sin. He's called us to that, but it's our choice. And in choosing him, There is an abundance of blessings. There is an abundance of power. There's an abundance of what he wants to do. There's an abundance of blessings. There's an abundance that we haven't tasted, seen, or experienced that he wants to do for us and do for our lives. But he requires something of us. He requires a higher level of sanctification. He requires a higher level of repentance. He requires true repentance. True repentance is a changed heart. True repentance is a changed heart and mind. True repentance is a changed lifestyle, because we turn from sin. We change from what we were doing to now do what God requires. True repentance is a lifestyle of obedience and commitment to the Lord, and that is what he's asking us. You cannot take the things of God and mix with the things of world and mix with idolatry and mix. God is like, no mixture in 2022. No idolatry is coming in 2022. No half-heartedness. Let me read another scripture from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11 and Deuteronomy 11, and I believe it was verse 3. Deuteronomy, I believe, 11 and 13. So not 3, 13. Deuteronomy 11 and 13, and it reads, "And it shall come to pass that if you will hearken diligently unto my commands, which I commanded you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart, no half-heartedness, and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain of your land and in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou may gather in the corn and thy wine and thy oil." So if we will hearken and listen unto the Lord and love him with our whole heart, love him with all of our soul, he has blessings in store for us. God wants to tremendously bless us and tremendously bless his people, but he requires a holy life out of us. It's time for us to choose him. I pray that even as his word is going forth, that our hearts are open to him, that we're not hardening our hearts, but our hearts are open to him. Our hearts are receiving of him. Our hearts are allowing the Holy Spirit to check our hearts, and our hearts are responding back to God. Our hearts are willing and open to God, willing for his will, willing for what he desires. I pray that even as the word is going forth, for me also, that my heart is being pricked and my heart is saying, God, how can I come up this year? How can I commit even higher this year? How can I increase, Father, in my love for you? How can I increase in my obedience for you? How can we exponentially go higher in God? How can I grow in your word? How can I grow in reading it and meditating on it? How can I grow in my prayer life? How can I grow in the things of God? How can I grow in the spiritual things of God? How can I grow in the gifts of God? How can I give more space and commitment to the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit greater capacity in me, greater access to me, that the Holy Spirit can begin to do those things that Jesus declared that we should do in his name as believers, as Christ followers? How can I live closer to God this year? How can I, as I stand a foot in 2021 and a foot in 22, how can I make that transition even greater into the things of God? That is my prayer today, that there would be even greater, that we would begin to step out into the even greater of God, that we would begin to move forward into the things of God, into what his heart desires. But it starts with us choosing a side, picking a team. Are you serving God or are you on the devil's team? Pick a side and honestly identify where you are and ask God to help you right where you are. Sometimes the problem is we're trying to lie to ourselves, but if we're honest with the Lord and if we come before the Lord and say, God, you know, I notice my desire for you. There's apathy in my life, my hunger for you, my thirst for you. If we're honest with him, he can always help, and we've been given access. He says we can come boldly to his throne of grace, and we can ask for his help in the time of need, in the time of trouble. We can confess. Apostle, our Pastor Thomas is always saying, be a professional tattletale, tell on yourself, so we can do that. I encourage you today to choose Jesus, to choose the Lord. I encourage you today to make Christ your Lord and Savior, to repent of your sins. All have sinned. We've all messed up. We've all fallen short. But the grace of God is there for us. The grace of God is there today as you're listening, not by accident, by intention and divine purpose. God has allowed you just to hear him say, hey, you're trying to play for two teams. It won't work. Choose a side. Pick a team. I pray you pick me. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We invite you to VIP. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Come and visit us 11 o'clock Sunday morning, 7:30 p.m. Tuesday night. You are welcome at Victory.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent here with John, and today's question, well, it's one of the most beloved hymns of the church, Jesus Paid It All. The Bible certainly affirms the truth of that song. Jesus did pay the full penalty for sin on the cross. With that in mind, John, how do you interpret a passage like Colossians 1:24, where the Apostle Paul says, quote, I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction? Now, if Jesus paid the full penalty for sin on the cross, why would Paul say there's something lacking in his affliction?
Yeah, another important question, Denny, and I think there is a simple way to understand that, and that is that Paul did not suffer as a propitiation for sin. He did not suffer as a sacrifice for sin. He did not